This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. A federal immigration action planned for Thursday in Aurora has been postponed. Federal sources confirmed to CPR News that they felt too much publicity about the planned raids had come out, and officials worried that their agents would be compromised. The Department of Homeland Security had planned to use Buckley Space Force Base for processing and holding. That may still happen at some point in the future. Influential Conservative Action Committee Advance Colorado wants the state legislature to repeal three laws it says make it difficult for local authorities to work with ICE agents. Michael Fields is the organization's president. He says laws added to the books between 2019 and 2023 allow violent criminals and repeat felons to slip through the cracks.
If somebody murders somebody or kills somebody with a DUI or other crimes that are happening, there is not that coordination right now, and actually the law prevents it.
If the bills are not repealed, Field says he's planning a local pressure campaign, followed by a ballot measure in 2026 that would mandate law enforcement cooperate with ICE on violent offender deportation efforts. A winter storm will roll across southern Colorado and pass into the Front Range tonight, but National Weather Service forecasters say it's still hard to tell exactly how much snow is on the way. It looks like the Front Range will end up seeing a mix of snow and rain due to warmer temperatures. However, higher elevation areas like Wolf Creek are expected to get anywhere from 4 to 9 inches of snow. Erie, Colorado, about 27 miles north of Denver, has been ranked fourth among the 30 fastest growing suburbs in the nation. All the cities that beat it are in Texas. This is CPR News.